The opinions expressed on this webmasterradio.fm program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of webmasterradio.fm. Any rebroadcast or retransmission of this program without the express written consent of webmasterradio.fm is prohibited.
Feeling better? Looking better? Making life better. It's Life Tips. We'll explore the latest innovations, introduce you to the latest products, and bring you the tips from experts and environmental pioneers to help you lead a better life. Life Tips. Making your life smarter, better, faster, wiser. Welcome your hosts, Byron White and Amanda Smith.
Hey everybody, we are back with Life Tips Radio, and this week Byron is out. He's running the trade show circuit, so happily I am not here by myself. I'm going to be joined by Holly Bauer, who is the publisher of Life Tips Books, the book publishing department here at Life Tips, and also we're going to be joined by Sherry Ann Richardson, who is a phenomenal author and guru. She's our garden guru here at Life Tips, and she's also got tons of great marketing and promotional ideas. So we're going to be doing a great roundtable discussion today on how to create a great book marketing campaign for yourself, and also how to think outside of the marketing campaign box. So if you're doing your own promotions, if you're doing your own books, which is a lot of what we do here at Life Tips, these are going to be great ideas on how to get more involved in marketing and how to get your name out there. So we're going to take a quick station break, and when we come back, we're going to be joined by Holly Bauer and Sherry Ann Richardson.
Life Tips will be right back after this short break. Hey, affiliates. Do you find it a challenge monetizing traffic from the UK, France, or India? You need offers that will appeal to all of your visitors, no matter where they come from. AdsMarket.com has met this challenge and has turned it into a science. AdsMarket.com gets results for publishers and advertisers with a winning formula. The combination of offers, worldwide traffic, and AdsMarket's up-close and personal media management is exactly the boost needed to monetize international audiences. AdsMarket.com. The science of performance.
This is a test of the PRWeb content and news delivery system from PRWeb and PRWebAuthor.com. If this was a real release date, your story would reach more than 30,000 journalists, 250,000 RSS subscribers, and just over 30,000 unique websites. PRWeb can reach your target audience online, drive traffic to your website, achieve high rankings on search engines, and get your content on top news sites like Yahoo News. Editors are available 24/7 to help you optimize your content for maximum exposure to over 70 million people in the U.S. alone. If this were a real PRWeb release date, your website would have so much traffic, you'd be tempted to duck and cover. If you have an online marketing emergency, go to PRWebOffer.com for 25% off. PRWeb, the premier online release news and content distribution service.
Hey, have you got the number for Jerry's Pizza?
Look it up on LocalPages.com.
LocalPages.com, or what if I wanted a business number in Miami?
LocalPages.com.
Can people find your business online? Be seen with LocalPages.com on every local listing in all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, MSN, and Ask. With over 6 billion quality searches a month and bids starting as low as 1 cent, get connected with local consumers at the exact moment that they're looking for you.
San Francisco, Green Bay, London.
I told you, LocalPages.com.
List your business on LocalPages.com now and get $100 in free local advertising. LocalPages.com, bringing your neighborhood to you.
Fired Up with Gordon Rudeau, Mondays at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific, or on demand anytime inside the Culture and Business Channel, only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
And now back to Life Tips. Making your life smarter, better, faster, and wiser. Here are your hosts.
Hey everyone, we are back, and I'm joined by Holly Bauer and Sherry Ann Richardson. Holly, are you on with us?
I am on with you.
Welcome to Life Tips Radio. This is your first time on air with us. That's exciting.
It is exciting. This is my first time on air ever anywhere. So.
And we're also joined by one of my absolute favorite gurus of all time, Sherry Ann Richardson. Sherry, you're with us?
Yes, I am, Amanda, and thank you.
Hi, Sherry. So I've got you both on here today, and I want to do a nice casual roundtable discussion on how to how to get your name out there. If you're, whether you're a first-time book publisher or whether you've been publishing for years and you've got 30 books on bookshelves and you're wildly successful, I sort of want to touch some new ground with some marketing ideas. And I definitely want to pick Holly's brain today as to how new authors can get their foot in the door with a great book proposal. So why don't we start out with a little bit of an overview. Life Tips has been publishing books for about 6 years now, and we've helped, you know, tons of great authors get their books published, but we are really selective in what we take in. We don't have tons of titles that we've taken in. I know that Holly's been working with some great new authors, and Holly, I just kind of wanted to pick your brain. What do you see as a great book proposal? I know you see like 20 book proposals come across your desk every day, but what really catches your attention with regard to a great book proposal?
Well, what first catches my attention is really the topic. You know, we're kind of looking for stuff that's both timely and timeless. So stuff that people want to read now and that people would find really useful right now, but also things that aren't going to, you know, disappear anytime in the near future. So, I mean, it sort of starts there. And then after that, the best book proposals that I see, they're more detailed than we actually require. Usually, it's more of like a detailed outline, chapter titles, and then the tip titles, because that shows me that there's a solid plan there. Basically, the more specific you can get, the better. And if I can see that, you know, that you really, really know what you're talking about and that it's a topic that people would be interested in, then, you know, those are the most important things.
So with regard to topics, say I come in and I want to write a topic about the current economic crisis. If I have a topic that's really timely, do I have to worry that, you know, my book may sell really well for a month or two and then it's lost forever? I mean, how do you address topics that are really, really timely?
Well, with something like that, I mean, it is timely in the sense that there is a crisis going on right now, but it's timeless in the sense that people can always use financial advice. You know, and then what we can do later, you know, if it turns out to be feasible, like right now we're starting to work on some second editions of books that were put out within the last couple of years, on subjects that are currently very timely, such as student loans, bankruptcy, that kind of thing. Those are things that people can really use information on right now. And so we're updating them. So, you know, to reflect what's going on in the economy right now. So, you know, and second editions is something we've never done before, but that's a new thing that we're doing that can sort of ensure that things that are timely right now won't just disappear later on.
We've got two great second edition books coming out soon. We've got one by Bill Peralia on mortgages, which I think is fantastic. I've actually already got an order in for those. I can't wait to read up on that, especially since I'm going to be a first-time homeowner eventually. That's certainly going to be a great second edition book. And then we've also got a great second edition book on green travel. Is that right?
Yep.
Good. So those are some pretty timely topics that we were also able to, you know, go back to the author who both authors were great experts and say, let's revisit this, let's update. So, you know, if you are going to cover a really timely topic, it's possible to keep updating your work. Sherry, let's jump into the idea of blogging and how blogging can help you with a marketing campaign. You're such an active blogger. I love reading your blogs. You're all over the place. You're on Twitter. I see your updates all the time. How have you taken an active approach to marketing with regard to social media?
Well, I think the more people that follow you on social media, the more chances of selling a book that you have, or selling any product for that matter. If people don't know who you are, if they don't recognize your name when they go into a bookstore, then you're not as likely to sell a book. I also think blogging gives them a small taste of what your writing style is like and what they might expect from your book. And I think it's really important, especially with so many people ordering online and not being able to see the book and look at it as they would in a bookstore, to have an idea, does this author know anything? You know, who is this author? What is their background? Mm-hmm. And so I just really feel like the blogs and the social media really give people a chance to connect and follow other people and therefore helps promote your books and products.
Mm-hmm. Now, Sherry, you've been around the publishing block. You've got plenty of books under your belt, and by the end of the summer, we're hoping to have at least 3 Life Tips specific books done with you. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yep. And what are your 3 books to date, the 2 that we're working on and the one that's already finished? What are those books?
Okay. 101 English Garden Tips is already out and available for sale. And I have had nothing but great reviews back from it. Several gardeners that I know personally that have way more experience under their belt than me have come back and said, this is a great book, and I have actually learned something from it. So, you know, what better compliment could you get?
Mm-hmm.
The 2 that I'm working on now are 101 Organic Gardening Tips and 101 Beginning Gardener Tips.
Mm-hmm.
And the Beginning Gardener Tips is going to have information for more advanced gardeners as well as information on how to preserve the harvest.
Mm-hmm.
And I think with these tough economic times that is really timely, really something people can use, and also something that's going to be timeless.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, this was sort of a marketing idea that we came up with in office that we approached you with because we loved your first book on English gardening. And we thought, you know, why not put out a whole series of books with you that we could sell as a very simple 3-pack? And for anyone who doesn't know the Life Tips books, they're always 101 tips. It's very digestible, you know, tip books on loads of different topics. So for you, we actually came to you and said, let's do a beginner's gardening book, an advanced gardening book, and then something for everybody in the middle. So that was sort of the marketing approach that we took with you. But what I find fun is that we can always, you know, depending on the topic, we can always go out and sort of create unique marketing campaigns for all of our different authors. So have you had... Oh, you know what? You actually said something earlier that made me want to... Now I'm interrupting myself. But you mentioned great reviews. Have you reached out to people with regard to having those reviews included on your book covers?
I have not. I had meant to get back with you on that because I do know several people that would be more than happy to do that, published authors.
Yep.
And I think that is... another great way to promote a book because, for example, Jeff Ball, if he was to review the book and put a review on the back of that, a lot of gardeners know who he is,
mm-hmm.
not only from his TV show, but from his own writings.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you see one famous garden writer promoting another book, I think you're more likely to buy it.
Right. Right.
Absolutely. That's something I don't want to interrupt you, Amanda, but that's something that actually one of our other new authors, PJ Campbell, she was actually on the show with a couple weeks ago. But her book that just came out is 101 Author Tips, and it's all about having a successful book campaign and promoting yourself and how to work with your publisher and that sort of thing. But one of the things she talks about is endorsements, and she sort of talks about you know, if you go into a store and you pick up 2 books on the same topic, you're definitely more likely to pick up the one that has, even if you don't really, if you don't know of the authors that are endorsing it, that kind of credibility, just that display of credibility is, according to PJ, and I think she's probably right, is going to make people more likely to pick up your book. So definitely a good idea if possible.
So let's recap very quickly. So say I'm an author. I've sent in an awesome book proposal. Holly sees that it either has this great timelessness to it or it's a really timely subject matter that needs to be talked about now. So she accepts my book proposal. What do I do? What's the next step? Do I go off and start campaigning and creating my own marketing campaign? Holly, what do you think the next step is in the procedure?
I think the next step at that point would be to at least start talking about it, not necessarily... starting, you know, you don't want to start making solid plans until it's a little closer to completion, just, you know, to make sure that everything, you know, comes out on time and comes out properly. But it's definitely a good idea to start talking about it. And, you know, I'm, you know, always emailing authors back and forth. And, I mean, we can discuss that from the very beginning. You know, it never hurts to start mulling it over and, you know, having a dialogue about it. So I think that's the next step is just kind of brainstorming, coming up with ideas.
Mm-hmm. And for any authors out there who, you know, aren't that clued in with social media, now is the time to do it. I mean, the platforms are so user-friendly, so simple. You should be on LinkedIn. You should be on Twitter. You should, you know, get a blog up on WordPress, anywhere you can. You can certainly come to Life Tips and be a site guru, get your own blog going there. You really need to establish your own credibility as an expert in your subject matter. It's much harder to pop up and say, I'm an expert on you know, breathing, but you haven't really established your own credibility in that area. You certainly want to come in and write about a topic that you have established credibility. Is that right?
Absolutely. And I was actually going to mention before when Sherry mentioned blogging, how blogging sort of serves to not only kind of give you a platform to start with, but it also gives readers a taste of your writing style and the sort of things that you know about it. Especially right now, that's so important. For instance, I don't even go to a restaurant without researching it first on Yelp. People, especially when they're buying things on the internet, people do definitely look around for research. They look for reviews. You know, they go to Google and type in a name, and they find out whatever they can about this thing that they're going to buy, or this person, you know, this author, whatever it happens to be. So I kind of can't stress the importance of that enough. Having a website and or a blog, both would be, you know, both would be the best combination, I think. But yes, I think that is very, very important.
Now, Sherry, I wanna toss the ball over to you with regard to blogging, and this is an important note. Blogging should not necessarily be a stationary activity. You don't want to just post a blog and walk away. It should be an interactive procedure. Am I right? Do you wanna talk more about being interactive?
Yes, it should be interactive, and not only on your site, but go to other sites that blog about things you're interested in and things on your topic of expertise and post. Mm-hmm. Because you can usually put a link back to your blog on their blog, and again, that brings more people over to you, and it establishes you as an expert. So being active not only on your own blog but on other blogs of, you know, similar type is very, very important.
So you want to not just post a great blog post, but you want to encourage a conversation. So you should certainly be diligent about, you know, if people are leaving you comments or questions, you want to get right in there and answer them, you know, in a very timely manner. You want to get right back to them and encourage a dialogue. You know, people should be talking about your blog posts, and not only on your blog, but they should be also blogging about your blog on other blogs. I mean, it's this great web of promotion that can be, you know, self-whatever it is.
Self-promoting.
I'm at a loss for words right now. But self-sustaining. There you go. So, Holly, what do you think about blogging and using blogs for promotion?
I think it's a great idea. Again, like I said, I mean, you're promoting yourself just by the fact that you are at that point findable when people seek you out to find your material. But I mean, yeah, the sort of web that you mentioned that it creates, as it, you know, if you're diligent about it and you seek out other blogs, etc., you know, it's endless. There it's basically just networking, you know, and you can continue to network. People are going to click links, they're going to see links, and you know, the more of that kind of contact and exposure you have, absolutely, the better.
Now, ladies, let's talk about some alternative ways of promoting yourself. And I mean, with the internet the way it is, and with buzz marketing the way it is, there's never been a better time to create your own buzz campaign. Some great alternative ideas with regard to, you know, various topics. Holly and I love to sit around and just talk about alternative ways to market a book. We've got a great book on the Boston Beer Experience due out later this summer, and we were just sitting around talking about, you know, how can we get the word out there in a different way versus, you know, putting up a billboard across town. So we were talking about getting the author set up in a couple different liquor stores that focus on craft beer, and having him do a little talk and maybe do a little beer presentation just to establish his credibility within that given area. Holly, what are your thoughts on different ways of alternative marketing?
I mean, it all sort of depends on the topic, what's appropriate for it. For the topic, but yeah, I mean, I'm going to go back to PJ's book again because I just got so close to it while editing it, and also it's very fresh in my mind and very relevant to all this. But she gave an example. I remember at one point of, let's say you wrote a work on bird watching, you know, having a bird watching gathering in your backyard, and you know, inviting lots of potential readers, and also trying to invite, you know, media contacts and stuff, and throw a bird watching party and have, you know, give them packets of seeds as party favors, which, you know, all of this is just creative ways to that are relevant to your topic, to get people thinking about it and to get your name spoken and seen.
Sherry, what do you think? Have you ever done any sort of gardening exhibitions or done any, you know, done some really cool talks that have been a little bit more alternative to the marketing campaign idea?
I have. Just as the book was published, I gave a talk on Four Seasons of Bloom in Indiana, which was standing room only. And everybody was really, really excited about the book and getting their hands on a copy. Mm-hmm. I have quite an extensive garden out front, which draws many, many people. Mm-hmm. And when they stop, I make a point now to mention and come inside and grab a copy of my book. you know, any way you can promote. And the other thing, I'm trying to get various friends to set up a book promotion party. Mm-hmm. And the way that works, everyone who comes, it's by invitation only, and everyone who comes either has to bring a copy of your book with them, or they have to buy a copy of the book at the door.
Nice.
And I got this from Steve Harrison, and this is a great way to get your book sold and get promotion for it, because for every person that buys it, they're going to tell probably three people.
Mm-hmm.
And,
absolutely.
You know,
word of mouth is huge.
The more you can do, the better.
So what you're saying is use what you know. Do what you love. Use what you know. Use that to market. You don't need to go to, you know, business school to learn marketing. You don't need to go to grad school to learn different ways of marketing. Use what you already know. If you're going to write a book about gardening, do a gardening exhibit. Invite people to your garden. Or, you know, interesting promotional ideas, send out little seed packets to some of the experts in the area that have, you know, a little packet of seeds with Sherry Ann's information on it and a link to her website and her blog, which features her book. I mean, there's a great alternative ideas of getting your name out there that aren't terribly expensive that anyone can do. You know, Sherry, I love the idea of doing gardening exhibits or inviting people to come and learn gardening in a hands-on, you know, real-life setting. And, you know, once they've seen how awesome you are and gotten a taste for your information and your expertise, of course they're going to want to buy the book. You know, it's a natural relationship, right?
Yes. And, you know, Amanda, every author should carry their books with them in their purse, in their vehicle, because even today I went to the gas station to get myself a Coke, and when I went in, I saw a lady that I knew that did gardening, and she said, well, how are you doing? And I said, oh, okay. And I said, I have a book published, 101 English Garden Tips, and I pulled it out, and I was showing her. And while I was standing there talking to her, I bet probably six or eight people gathered around to see what it was we was talking about and to gawk.
Mm-hmm.
I think because I live in a small town, being a published author is something that everybody wants to see.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, maybe even that way in a big town, but it's every time I pull out my book in a public place, there's all these people around.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a great opportunity to sell your book.
There you go. Just, I mean, that's the most basic thing. Just carry your book with you. And you know what's nice also is always offer to sign the books. I think that's a great tip. What do you think, Sherry?
Yes, and when you go to a bookstore to do a signing, be sure that you sign every copy of the book that does not sell, because they cannot return the books if they've been signed.
We thought that was so brilliant when we found out you were doing this, Sherry.
Sherry, that's my favorite tip ever.
Well, and you know, the owner of the bookstore here locally said that when she has signed copies of the book, they put those in a special location in the store, and she said it helps to sell the books.
Yep. And, you know, it is not hard to get your foot in the door to do a book signing. All you have to do is make a few phone calls. You know, find a local bookstore that you love, that you enjoy, that has a great setting that you're really into, and call up and say, hey, I have a great new book out. I'm going to send you a few copies. You know, please take a look at it, and let's see if we can set up a signing. You know, I mean, it's so easy to do. There's no magical formula to getting your foot in the door. Bookstores want to promote. They want to sell books. That's what they're there for. So reach out to your local bookstores, reach out to your publisher, and come up with your own great marketing ideas. It really takes care of itself. I mean, if you've got a little bit of creativity in your head, you can come up with a bajillion ways to market yourself, right?
Yes, and Amanda, while we're on this topic, I had my husband help me make a CD that I gave away with mm-hmm. every book that somebody bought. Mm-hmm. And what we have on the CD is the audio of the organic gardening talk that I did mm-hmm. With you guys. And we have, let's see, I'm thinking, we have a book trailer. I need to make mm-hmm. a book trailer for this 101 English Garden Tips book. Mm-hmm. And we have, what else do we have? Oh, we have a free gardening screensaver on it that at the end of the screensaver, it promotes the books.
Mm-hmm.
So we gave that CD out, and I have had very nice comments come back about that.
Now, if you don't mind me asking, how much did it cost you to put, say, one CD together?
Oh, pennies.
Pennies, yep.
I mean, literally pennies, because I think we bought 100 CDs for, I'm thinking, under $20.
Mm-hmm.
And my husband was able to get a big stack of jackets through some place that he knew.
Mm-hmm.
And I had some stickers that had little roses and stuff on them mm-hmm. That I got free. You know how they send you those address labels all the time?
Yep.
And so He did all the work, all the technical work, and put it together. And we burned them, and we put them in those little plain white jackets, and we put a sticker on the back.
I love it.
And I mean, I would say literally pennies to put these together.
It's a great, excuse my pun, grassroots campaign for getting your gardening book out there, right?
It is. It is. And putting together a video trailer and getting it up on YouTube, getting it on MySpace, getting it on Facebook.
Right.
That's a great way to go.
That's so simple. If you have a video camera, you know, say you're doing a gardening book, you go out, you do some great 3-minute videos on you know, that highlight some of the great tips in your book. You do a little video series, post it on YouTube, create your own channel, you know, encourage your readers to go check it out, encourage through promotions for people to go check you out on YouTube, and that's a great way to establish yourself as an expert.
It is, and not only that, get in with other people who write on your topic. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm part of the Garden Writers Association, and a lot of those garden writers will promote other garden writers on their website so that they can have content.
Holly, do you want to weigh in on some of these alternative ideas to marketing?
For some of these newsletters that go out, and have them link back to your page.
Mm-hmm. Holly,
you know,
do you want to weigh in on some of these alternative ideas to marketing?
Something to kind of promote and say, you know, this is what I do, and give people a taste of your writing.
Excellent. Love it.
Absolutely. I think all of that's a great idea. And you know that, and I was going to say this before when we were talking about you know, trying to book signings and appearances, that sort of thing. I feel like, and I've never tried to promote my own book, but I feel like it would be a little, the sort of the idea of self-promotion, I find it a little intimidating. And I think maybe I'm not alone in that. Maybe other people would feel that way too. Something to keep in mind is that the worst thing that can happen is that you call a bookstore and you ask and they say no. So it's sort of, you know, from what I learned in school and from what I've, you know, learned since I've been working in publishing, you sort of just have to put, you have to be okay with putting yourself out there. And it can only do good. And yeah, joining groups, contacting book clubs, that kind of thing. And PJ in her book even talks about speakers bureaus, you know, that sort of you know, they have freelance speakers on hand for clients, and they send them, you know, speakers with the, you know, who can speak on the appropriate topics. It's, you know, there are all sorts of things that you can get involved in, associations, etc. And you know, it never hurts. It absolutely never hurts.
Perfect. So Holly, with regard to some of the new books that you've seen coming in, have you seen any that really lend themselves to some alternative marketing ideas?
Well, I think the beer guide, the Boston Beer Guide that you mentioned, I'm really excited about that one. And we've been having a really good time around the office talking about marketing ideas for that. Because there are so many different stores you can get that kind of thing out in. It's timely in that craft beer is sort of trendy right now, and people are starting to really care about what they're drinking, and they want to know about it. They want to know more about it because it is kind of complicated. And you know, there are all sorts of publications to contact, and there are all sorts of events going on around in town anyway. That I'm really excited about that one, and I've really enjoyed sort of brainstorming marketing ideas for that one.
And, you know, it's interesting. Some of the newer authors out there may feel that they're sort of limited to bookstores, but that's not at all true. I mean, you know, Sherry's certainly, we're reaching out to home goods stores and gardening stores, local farmer-based shops. I mean, any place that has anything to do even remotely with your topic will have an interest in carrying your book. For the beer guide, like we were saying, we've got several liquor stores that are interested in picking up the book. Certainly people want to learn more about craft beer and beer in their local environment. I know we were actually talking to a coach who was writing a book on basketball tips, and you know, I was telling him, run the high school circuit. You know, get a couple high schools, your local high schools on the phone, go out and offer to do some demonstrations. You know, if you've really got some great theories on new basketball tips, these people will want to learn. They'll want to see it in action, not just read about it in a book. You take your book with you, you set up a little book table, you run some great basketball demonstrations and teach people so they can see that you're an expert, and of course they're going to want to pick up your book so they can learn more. You know, what else are we working on, Holly?
Right now we've got a book about vegetarianism, and I'm learning all sorts of things that I didn't know before, which I always like when I'm working on a book. But I've just been sort of throwing around ideas for that one. I mean, that one you can certainly go outside of the bookstore. I mean, various health food stores, restaurants, but I mean, you can kind of go all over the place with that one. So that's the one I'm working on right this minute.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Also, you know, it's nice to add things like activities in your book, ways to make the book get practical use out of the book. You know, take this book and go out and, plant a garden based on these five tips and you know, just ways to get out there and actually use the book so that it's not a stationary object. What do you think, Sherry?
I think so, because I think the more a book will tell you how to do something, I do think the more useful it becomes and the more timeless it becomes. I certainly know the books that I have like my ball canning books. You know, I use those to death. I love those. Mm-hmm. The gardening books that I have that actually tell me how to do something and have an activity in them, I like those.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, yes, it definitely makes the book more usable, and it makes people want to buy the book more. Mm-hmm. There has to be something in it that they don't know, something in it that they want to learn how to do, and something complicated enough that they can't stand in a bookstore and read it and memorize it.
That's good. That's excellent, excellent tips. All right, so let's get some closing comments on alternative marketing and, you know, how to use social media in your favor and promotions. Holly, do you want to give us some closing comments, some tips?
Yeah, I guess the most important thing, or what I'm learning is the most important thing, is just what PJ describes as tireless self-promotion. Like I said, the worst thing that can happen is somebody says no. There's virtually nothing you can do that's, you know, not good publicity. If you're getting, well, obviously there's bad publicity, but you know, if you're getting, you know, using reasonable means to get your name out there, if you're blogging, you're doing social media, you have a website, you're contacting groups, you're getting involved with groups, you know, there's nothing, you know, once you've published a book, that's not the only work to be done, I guess is really the point.
And Sherry, do you want to weigh in on some closing tips for new authors or even authors who are already established on how to get their name out there more effectively?
Well, I think social media today is definitely the way to go, and you can't just put a profile and let it set. You actually have to go in and put some updates on it. You have to have a web presence. When someone goes to Google or Yahoo and types in your name, you need to come up, and not only your name, but your website. Choose carefully who you follow on social media, because like Twitter has a limit on how many people you can follow. So you want to get PR people and media people and people that have an interest in your category of expertise. And you want to follow those people, because generally when you follow someone, they're going to turn around and follow you back, especially if you have interesting posts. So I think that's really, really important. When people come and they look at your Twitter page, they're going to spend maybe 2 seconds there looking, and if they don't see something that grabs their attention, they're going to go on to the next person. So make your post interesting. Make it something that someone else is interested in, that you want to have follow you.
And, you know, I want to close on this. I want to say that the authors that hit the top of the New York Times best-selling list didn't just write a book and sit back and put their feet up. They busted their butts to, you know, get publicity people working with them and to get out there and campaign for their own books and promoting themselves. And it's not enough to just write a book and expect that the money is going to roll in. You know, writing the book is really the first step in actually getting a great book campaign going. That's just, you know, the start of the journey. There's a lot of work that goes into it, but if you love your topic, it's very simple, and it can be incredibly enjoyable. Am I right, Sherry?
Yes, yes.
Yep, it can be a lot of fun. So just think outside of the box. You know, we're not working in terms of so much traditional media these days, so you don't have to be a traditional publicity campaigner. You know, get out there and you know, offer your services to people. Get your name out there. And you know what? Be nice. Don't be a diva. Just be a nice person, and people will certainly come to you and want to learn more about your knowledge. So that's pretty much my closing comments. Ladies, thank you so much for joining me today. It was a great talk, and I'm certainly going to encourage all of our new authors to you know, take a listen to this once we post this show to archives later. This is going to be a really great show for other authors to tune in and listen to. Any other thoughts, ladies?
No, I think I like earlier when you said, you know, use what you know, do what you know. I think that's very important. So.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Sherry Ann, and thank you so much, Holly, for being with us today. And everyone can tune in next week for more Life Tips Radio, joined by the great Byron White. So tune in next week, everybody. Thanks very much.